we compensate everything. We do not care for anybody here in this world. Bravely we move. But if you want to know really, then Uddhava is the most favorite of Krishna. We are none. Then Krishna and Narada went to Uddhava. You are the most fortunate, I see. All praise of you. Even Krishna has said that you are more favorite than his own body. What to speak of Baladev, Lakshmi Devi, not to speak of Brahma and Shiva, even Lakshmi Devi, and his own person is not so affectionate, so full of favor, so important to him as you are, Uddhava, to Krishna. Yes, yes, what do you say? It is true, Krishna has said that. But as long as I did not see the Vrajagopi, it might have been true to such an extent. But when he sent me to say the gopis in Vrindavan, that pride is demolished altogether. What sort of love divine I found in the gopis for Krishna, that is unknown and unknowable, unaccountable, unestimable, unconceivable. That is never to happen. We can never even have a peep of that pure love, intense love and affection towards Krishna, beyond our dreams. And you know, Devarshi, after having very little experience of the smallest part, what came in my mind, I spontaneously I uttered some words, expressions there. Asa mahu charanarim. For the moment, I thought that if I could have a bath of a shrub in a creeper in this land, I would have been much more fortunate because the feet dust of those damsels, divine damsels, would naturally come on my head. So pure affection, and so risky, so intense, unintelligible love I have experienced. There, they would see what you have. You come to praise me, I am nothing. All my understanding. All my understanding has been surpassed. And the wonderful color it has come to me to show that how dignified and the purest love there can be for Krishna. I wonder, I am astounded upon this. This way. So different gradation, different section of people, they say they are our leader, our group's leader, the highest devotee is Shankara. Tatastahaya vichari deyase taratam, yad jai rasai haya sarvottam. In one's own department, he says, oh, our officer, their group officer, the leader of that party is that gentleman. But that party may not hold the supreme position. So bhakti is of different kind, different layer, different speed. And their leader, there is also tradition leader. So. And the pure devotion also, among Sri Dasya Hanuman, Sokha, this where is Arjuna, one could have said, and Vrindavan, that is Sokha, the Sudam Suval, highest standard. Then Vatsalya is more fine service. They are Yashoda holding the highest standard. In Mathura, Devaki holding the highest position. In different classification, different religions. Sokha rasa, Vatsalya rasa, then Madhura rasa. Different groups, Chandramali, Radharani, and so many other groups also there. But there is comparison possible. Tatastahaya, relative position and absolute calculation. By both we have to understand things. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Jar Jai Ras. Yashoda says, the friendly school say, we don't want to be Yashoda's member. We are friends to Krishna, we play with them. Sometimes we climb over his soldier, sometimes take him on our soldier, sometimes give slap, sometimes get slap from him. So many freedom, we are so happy. We don't want to be a Yashoda's member. What are they? But in absolute calculation, the measurement will come, and so the Yashoda Mandar is higher than here. They have got higher ecstasy and of higher kind, both quantity and quality, in the favor of the Vatsalya law. More intimacy is there than you friends. You think to be very intimate, but their intimacy is more, higher. Then the Yashoda will say, I wanted to the Gopal as a son. I don't want a consort. What are they? I am the commander. I can, what I like, I can do with my child. And they are all underlings. They are all underlings. They are like servants. And I am master. But anyhow, if the real standard goes to measure, then Yashoda will have to go down sometimes. That whole self-capturing is possible only by Madhura Rasa, 24 hours engagement in the service. 24 hours engagement in the service of Krishna is possible only in Madhura Rasa, not even in Vatsalya Rasa. What to speak of Sokha Rasa? And the quality, and the quality is also higher. Tarasthariya vicharini. Ase taratam. The mother may serve the food. And wife also may serve the same food. We are told that the wife serving that is more tasteful than the mother, mixed with Madhura Rasa. The service, the food service, or sometimes the chastising, stricture, and confidence. In every point, the Madhura Rasa holds the supreme position in feeding, generally with the parents, lalan palan, taking care of the body, and the confidence, confidential discussion, confidential discussion, and in all matters, it is in the highest degree only in Madhura Rasa. Every rasa transaction can be disclosed in the Madhura Rasa service. But Madhura Rasa service secret cannot be taken out in the friendly circle or in the filial parent pray peasant circle. That cannot come here. But these things can be taken there. The whole self. In this way it has been described by the experts of the ontological, the theology of love. What is that? We have to try to perceive like that. It is such and such. From here we can find, from the reflection. From the reflection we have to judge, just as suppose the sun, if we want to investigate about the sun, we get the reflection of the sun in my hand, then from there I can try to trace what is that black spot, what is that, this is mountain, or this is sea, that is that, all this, in the sun, moon, in the reflection. But at present, I cannot connect my eye directly with the sun, I will be finished, reduced to ashes. So sometimes with this we have to understand what will be there, what will be there. And we have to find the road from the mathematical calculation. This is the lowest position here, and the highest is by exploitation, renunciation, and then dedication and calculative and over calculative, spontaneous, gradual improvement. In this way we have to understand it will be such and such. His question was the conceit, the elements, different units of pride. Everything is there, but only one thing we shall remember, that is in carrying towards the holiest center, and here to the innumerable plurality branches, there is the opposite current, but similar, not same. Like bhai kame prame bhedanai tabu kam prem nahi hoy. One is darkness, another is light. One is filthiness, another is purity of the highest type. You have to understand center carrying, and this is out carrying. We have to understand it very carefully. You have to find the differences. Out carrying and in carrying, that is normal, that is healthy, that is true, that is eternal purity. And this is free carrying, this is taking us down to the lowest position and disturbing to the whole atmosphere and environment. Our selfishness must eliminate it, and it cannot but be harmful to the environment. The local interest means it will clash with so many other local interests. A central interest, that means it will unify the whole interest. Prana Bharata, put food into the stomach, it will satisfy the whole system. But put food in the eye, put food in the ear, what is that? Or anomaly, disturbance, disease, that is the effect. I put food into the stomach. It is for the satisfaction of the whole. It is a pure thing. It is normal, it is true. It is healthy. So, to put our energy, our service direct towards this proper place, everything will be fed properly. That will be distributed properly everywhere. Tasmin tushti jagat tushtam priniti prinitam jagat. If I satisfy him, everything will be served. If I serve him, everything will be served automatically and more efficiently. million times sufficient here. Hold water into the root, the whole tree will be fed. So that's just this sort of example has been given us for our understanding. The what is towards service towards the center and the service towards the smallest part. The difference is great, infinitely great difference. And we are all suffering from that. But local interest. Local interest. Personal interest, local interest. Local interest. Local interest means clash between so many local interests, inevitable. A fight and action, reaction. And put this everyone to the center, it will come in a harmonizing way to satisfy everyone's inner demand and taking him up towards the realest center.
I'm reading Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Jagadananda Pandit was in the mood of Satyabhama. Was he just in the mood of Satyabhama or was he incarnation of Satyabhama?
Incarnation of Satyabhama.
Incarnation of
Satyabhama's mood is Bhamma Pradhan, apparent opposition. Our mood was apparent opposition, feeling, sentiment, more sentimental than consideration. Sentiment is predominating than consideration. Very sentimental. Satyabhama. Hare Krishna. And that is Bhamma, technical name is Bhamma, that apparently opposition is. Ostentatiously, since it is opposing, but from the heart can never no opposition, only emotion. Gaur, Hari, Gaur, Gaur, Hari, Gaur, Gaur.
Maharaj?
Yes?
The material world is rational. Is the material world rational?
Huh? What?
The material world is rational?
Material world.
Man is rational element.
Rationality is a stage, intermediate stage. The prime cause is autocrat. Whims is a salat. Arthesu abhigya salat. We find meaning, consideration, rationality in his dealings, but he is above that. Highest call, he is free. Rational means to come under some law. Rational. Rationality means that we judge by some law, regulation. According to the, we may think this is rational, that this is according to some law and the regulation. And what is irrational, that is whimsical. But ultimately he is autocrat, he is sarat. So, And the rationality, in affection, there is want of rationality. In love, want of rational mercy, want of rationality. In justice, there is rationality. But who is above justice, in the praying of mercy, above rationality, above consideration, the grace, examiner, examining the boy, and he gives the mark according to his rationality. But when the question of grace comes, above rationality, you follow?
Yes.
No.
Is in this material world, is there justice
and rationality? Justice, rationality, that is, means under law. This is rational, is irrational. What is? There is no consideration of any regular law, any regulation. That is irrational. What do you say? Irrational. That does not come under calculation, under law, regulation. That is irrational. But Swarat, whatever he does, that is all right. Rationalization, intellectualism, more than intellect, love, above intellect. Can't follow?
Yes, I follow. I think I follow.
Love is above intellect, above calculation. Autocracy is above calculation. Absolute good. And he is autocrat. And that is the fortune and the blessing of the whole creation. Absolutely he is autocrat. Nothing is going to mitigate, to check it. Absolute good movement, the movement of absolute goodness. No law or regulation coming to check it. That is desirable. Because absolute good. That is the justification. The Sharat in Bhagavatam. Atheshu Abhigna Sharat. Well versed in all the meanings only. Only he knows the purpose of every moment in this world. He himself knows. What is the purpose of every moment in this world or existence? It is within his fist. None can know the whole purpose of the whole movement of this world. Only one knows it. And yet, he is above consideration, Sharat, above law, autocrat, despot. Everything for himself. He is not subservient to anything else, a second thing. Then he is Sharat, he is absolute. Everything for himself. He is not for anything else. Everything is for himself. What does it mean? Above rationality, above any calculation, above any reasoning, above any demand. Above any law, above any argument, tarka pratisthanat. Hari Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Who are you? Chidananda?
Yes.
Hidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
You did say yesterday that 24 hours engagement in Krishna service is only possible in Madhurya Rasa. Will you explain a bit more that point.
What is that?
You said yesterday in, yes, in Yudarshan that to be engaged 24 hours in Krishna service is only possible in Madhurya Rasa.
Yes.
Will you please
It is mentioned Ashtakarya Seva. Ashtakarya Seva. The service for eight prahar. One prahar means fourth part of a day or night is prahar. Day and night, 24 hours, is divided into eight prahar, astakal. And it is mentioned in the Archankan. About Mahaprabhu, Ratranti, Sayanachita, Surasaji, Snatu, Bahu, Japravi, Udbhane, Sagane, Lasatyavane, Tvajbhati, Madhyanmati, Japu, Jamaparamhati, Nijagrihi, Angane, Sivasasya, Nishamukhi, Nishivasan, Gaurasanu, Rakhati. And about Krishna, Kunjad Gustam Nishanti, Rishi Kuriti, Dohananna Sumadam. Rata Sayan Chadidam, Vyarati Shafibi, Sangavi Charayanda. Muddhani Chatanaktam, Vyarati Vipini, Radhaya Dhaparahi, Gustam Jati Padushi, Ramaniti Suidu, Jasra Krishna Gotamno. In the eight parts of his pastimes. Pastimes have been divided into eight parts. And in all parts, the Madhur Rasa party, they have got some sort of service. When he is engaged, well, most confidential service is possible only in Madhur Rasa. And all forms of service, this Vatsalya Rasa's feeding, then servant service, friendly talk of a friend, everything may be within Madhur Rasa and more palatable than those respective rasas. All rasa is the mukha rasa. Madhur rasa is called mukha, principal rasa. And it contains every sort of rasa within that. So all possible service is possible only in Madhur rasa to be rendered.
Commit any fault, or it was used to set an example.
Yes,
Chaitanya
yes.
Mahaprabhu
yes.
acted that way.
Yes. In the realistic view, only to warn others, he showed through his own men. Internally he is not faulty, but externally to help us, to give us warning, he showed like that. In the perfect vision, the most, in the full-fledged consideration, everything comes like that. Every atom is helping the pastimes of Krishna. Direct or indirect. And what is seen to be indirect at present, in deeper vision sometimes it reveals that it is coming towards direct service. Jagai Madhai. Odi Pavan Name Sakhi Dui Bhai. Jagai Madhai came to show to the world how magnanimous my Lord is. In the beginning, it was begun with indirect, came to give a good beating to Nityananda, but ended in how submission and singing of the name of Nityananda Gauranga and showing the example to the public, how worst we were, rogue, and how we are converted into honest men by the great Lord. I think you know the Judas in Christianity?
Yes,
no.
Yes, I do.
Judas.
Yes, I do.
Who is he? Who was he?
Judas is the one who sold Jesus.
Who?
The one who sold Jesus.
Who?
He
sold Jesus.
He betrayed Jesus.
Betrayed. Betrayed. But I think when Jesus is coming with the cross on his shoulder, passing through the way, suddenly he cast his glance towards Judas. Did you read that? No.
No.
When Jesus has been ordered crucifixion, then the cross is put on his shoulder and he is ordered to go to the field to be crucified, and both sides of the way people thronged passing through there. Suddenly, Krishna does not know that he is omniscient, suddenly cast a glance and to the face of the Judas. And such a impressive way he saw Judas. Judas thought, I am caught. I am responsible for his crucifixion. But Jesus' vision was, to me, was something else. Judas, I am exploiting you. Not that you are exploiting me, but I am exploiting you. I am using you to show the greatness of my life to the future world. I am utilizing you as a traitor. Traitor. Amongst our followers, there was a traitor. I knew. He already told. They would give the report to the authority. He is within you. 8 or 10, some 10,
12.
Yes. Amongst these 12, one will betray me. He already told. He knew. And Judas was there. But he cast a glance in such a, revolutionary way, the Judas. Not that you are exploiting me for much of money. I am exploiting you for eternity. You will have to stand, a sinful person, against me and to preach to the public that I knew that you were traitors, still I did not disclose, and I took you within my followers, knowing, fully knowing, I am exploiting you. With that, in the look of Jesus, was that. And Judas was mad. He ran at once to the authority, throw away the money. I have committed the worst sin. I can't tolerate it. Judas. A negative look. Judas' energy was drawn and drunken. His spirit was drawn. He's so good look, so I am a traitor, and the look of gratitude to me. What is this? The Japanese jujutsu. Jujutsu, you know, jujutsu. When one is coming with great force, and will push to jump on the he went away and he fall on the face.
Yes.
Withdrawn. The opposition withdrawn.
Yes.
And he's coming to fall on the prey withdrawn and he fall on the face.
Yes.
So Judas was in that position. He showed so much gratitude to me. I treated him so ill-treated by me. But his look is not of vindictiveness, of gratitude, infinite gratitude. That sort of look he cast to me. He was... unarmed, disarmed. Judas was completely disarmed and was mad, feeling what I had done is wrong. Ran towards the authority, threw at the bribe money. So, Yagai Maharaj is also like that, enhancing the beauty of the conduct of their Lord. Sacrifice, playing the part of the negative side. Great sacrifice. Forever they are giving away their own fame to make their Lord glorious forever. Their contribution. How great the Nityananda Chaitanya is, that such a great rogue, he was delivered. So that sort of part played by Yagai Madhai. Yagai Madhai. We are the culprits, the most notorious figure. And we were absolved by Gaura Nityananda. So a great sacrifice, eternal sacrifice of the eternal fame. They wanted to hit Nityananda with some earthen pot. That part taken. Gaudhari Bol, Gaudhari Bol. So, if we can look so deep, then all negative, indirect service becomes direct, comes to direct service. Depth of our vision can detect as much as depth of one's sight. He can feel and see so much direct service, even from the indirect section. That's it. The Maya is also rendering service. Satan is also rendering service to God by revolting. Without darkness, light cannot be perceived. To play the part of darkness, that is sacrifice, to show the greatness of light. Satan is making God great. His contribution, apparently negative. But one may think that Satan's contribution makes God how magnanimous, how generous, goodness. If Satan could not exist, did not exist, then how could you understand the goodness of God, the greatness of God? Hare Krishna, the contribution towards service, apparently indirect way, but to a spacious light, how it comes within direct service. The whole, somewhere, everywhere, there is the grace of God, even in Satan. Mahadev, Shiva, Lord Shiva says, sometimes he is repenting, mourning, what can I do? You are absolute, you have engaged myself to accept the position of a leader of the opposition party. I am going against you. I am encouraging, giving indulgence to the demons. You have given this post to me, most unhappy, unfortunate post. But you are absolute, your order is unchallengeable. What to do? I am going doing on your order. Obeying your order, but my heart is not satisfied there, my Lord. But I am obeying, carrying out your order. So Vaishnava Anang Yatha Sambhu. So Shiva is a devotee. But he is doing opposition, giving opposition to this Krishna and Vishnu in various, and encouraging the demonic power against him. Shiva Vaishnava Anang Yatha Sambhu. Direct vision. And in indirect, he is the leader of the opposition party. He is fighting with Krishna, with his followers, the Bhuta, Preta, demon, etc. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Is Nityananda here? Nitya Prakash?
Not here.
Where is he?
I don't know.
What will be the benefit for a disciple that is having a guru, but the guru is falling, and he doesn't know it?
Doesn't know.
And the disciple doesn't know.
Ignorance is no excuse. It is not an accidental thing, ignorance. It is armed. Man is the architect of his own fortune, armed by our karma, previous action. So not to blame anyone. The environment where I am at present, this is already owned by me. So Bhagavatam wants to teach us, don't complain against the environment. It is owned by you. not utilize it to the best is to try to see the grace of the absolute therein. Tattena kampam susamikkama gunjana eva atmakatam vipakam. The anomaly which I am facing, that is atmakato. It is the product of my own action, so none to blame. We have to take it in that way. It is earned by me, so I am to be blamed, none else. Not only that, but there is always present the grace of the Lord, eager to help me in the disguise of danger, of unfavorable environment, as I see at my present experience, but that is also, that is necessary medicine to my own disease. To cure my madness, that is like a disease, that is a medicine meant by the Lord. He is everywhere with sympathetic hand to extend. Everywhere, in the most intense danger, His sympathetic hand is present. We have to take it. This will be our attitude, and this attitude is the key to solution of our